Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some events that are going on, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey coming to you live at WVFB Kicks Country from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and it's hosted by the Three Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, along with other local civic-minded businesses. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Clay County Corner, just give us a call at 931-243-3338, and we'll run you every Thursday. You can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you missed part of it or if you want to get some of this information again, just tune back in at 101.5 at 6 o'clock this afternoon or this evening. And don't forget that you can also catch the show online at www.delhollowhorizon.org. And that's on demand. You know, any of the previous shows that you've heard and you just kind of want to run back and listen to something. I know Randall Times was talking about helping to get rid of weeds in the yard, and we all sure want to do that. So you could always run back to when Randall was on and see what kind of tricks we need to get rid of those things. But you can click on any of the most recent shows or any of the archive shows that you might want to hear. This show will probably be on the end of the week or the beginning of next week. We have another good show for you this morning over the next hour with some really good guests. We're going to be talking about some events that went on with the fair recently, and we're going to be talking about 4-H. I've got on the lineup this morning Ms. Dean Walden, who's our Clay County Fair Board President, and Ms. Tracy Hackett, who's with the Clay County Extension Office. They're going to be popping up here together at the beginning of the show, and I'll probably just kind of turn it over to those ladies. And then we'll have, I think Nick and April both are going to be coming with information about Rock the Dock, which is, it's actually starting today. It's going to be happening today on Delhalla Lake. And then also we're going to have maybe a little bit of chaos at the end of the show, so you'll have to really stick close to the radio and listen carefully, because I'm going to have about 12 young boys that are 10 and under, and hopefully a couple of the coaches, and these boys are going to the state championship baseball games this weekend. So they're going to be out of pocket on July the 4th, but that's a good thing because they're getting to do something really, really important. And I've got a couple of things to announce before we get started. Be sure to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements for each week. All you have to do is call to WVFB 101.5. There's a phone number, 931, actually local, 243-5574. If you will, just briefly leave your birthday or the anniversary wish after the tone. And then be listening every Thursday morning between 9 and 10 to see if you've won an ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen in Salina. And somebody will win a Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name's called. You need to listen today, and I have laid my list of names somewhere, and I can't seem to find it. Okay, I'll go into that in just a little bit, so I'll have to find my list. Isn't that silly of me? But with that being said, we're going to... Oh, I also need to mention the plans to attend. You need to make plans to attend the Salina Lions Club KOTTPA sanctioned truck pull that's going to be happening on Saturday, July the 12th at the Clay County Recreation Complex. And the CHS, Salina High School Class of 74 is having their 40th reunion at the Mitchell Creek Marina on August the 16th from 2 to 5. Be sure and look on Facebook for some more information, or contact Tim, Debbie, Connie, Sheila, Joan, or Randall, or me. And with that being said, we're going to pause for a short break and then return with Dean and Tracy.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 or Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the tank counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
And we're back with the Clay County Corner. I've got this morning, starting out, we've got Miss Dean Walden, and I've also got Miss Tracy Hackett, and they're going to be, I'm going to just let them kind of take over. Dean, I'll let you go first, and she'll be talking about some fair things that happened, and then Tracy will take over from there.
Okay, thank you, Susan. As most of you probably know, we just had our 13th Clay County Fair in the week of the 10th through the 14th of June. We everything went well. We had some weather problems, which made our gate a little bit less this year. Like on Tuesday night, came up a thunderstorm and they had to close down the midway, so that kind of kept some people from coming. But in all, it was a success. Jacqueline West was the winner of our Fairest of the Fair. You'll be seeing her in activities about the county for the next year. I would like to thank everyone that helped us. There were so many that we just couldn't have done it without you. There's the FCE clubs, the Lions Club, the Chamber, the candidates, and there's just so many that I can't name everybody, and I don't want to leave anybody out. I'd like to say a special thanks to the people from the local jail. They were tremendous help. I could just say, I need, and there would be two or three of them right there to take care of whatever I was needing. Tracy, would you like to say something about the 4-H and their participation in the fair?
I thought we had good participation in the fair this year, Dean. It was up from last year. Last year was my first year as an agent here working the Clay County Fair, and all around our 4-H participation and all of our exhibits, I think it just about doubled, if not tripled, from last year, and that's a growth that I am really liking to see.
That is wonderful to have growth, especially.
Yes, and we did. We had growth in every department.
You know, we always have to fight sometimes Mother Nature, not always, but sometimes she steps in and she sure does mess things up. But I understand that the Midway said they still had a record.
Oh, they had turnout. They had an increase from the previous year. Yeah. This was the biggest year, even though they missed one night. So we still did well. And the we had our BMX, our bicycle rodeo this time for the first year. It did well.
Oh, tell us about that a little bit. What all did they kind of do? Did they? I know that I've seen motorcycle and 8 four-wheelers, but
yeah.
How did the bicycles do?
Well, it worked pretty much on the same way. They did a timed race, you know, and then we had one guy that did some trick riding, which...
Okay, that would have been maybe Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
I think is his name, yeah. So he was pretty instrumental on putting that event on.
He came to one of our board meetings and wanted to do it, so we just kind of gave them the authority to do what they wanted to, and it turned out really well. Our lawnmower pool is just getting bigger every year. It was huge this year. And just want to thank everybody for helping us, and I'd like to also say if you're interested in being on the fair board and helping us, then call any member of the fair board or just show up at one of our meetings. They're every fourth Thursday at the fairgrounds at 6:30, and we'd be happy to have anyone join us that wants to help.
Well, that would be good, and you know we can always use volunteers. We've got... People sometimes say there's nothing going on in Salina, but we've got so many things that are happening all the time. And I think it's just you don't hear about it. Maybe you're not listening to the radio or you're not reading the paper. And we don't have a whole lot of ways to advertise these events. So just, you know, subscribe to the papers and listen to the radio and look at that board we got over there on at the recreation complex,
and you get out and see what we're doing. We're always welcome volunteers because this is all of it is volunteer work. None of us get paid for doing this, and we really need lots of help. And it's things like this just don't happen by themselves. It takes lots of work and lots of planning.
That is a fact. It did turn out to be a beautiful time. The weather pretend like that first night never happened.
It did, and the end of the week was beautiful.
It was. I know I heard a lot of, I live just across the river, so you can usually hear the events that are going on over at the recreation complex, and what I heard was a lot of fun going on across the river. You know, that you could hear the music from the Midway, and you could hear, I can always hear the motorcycles and all those things, and then the announcers. Sometimes I can hear who wins, but it's not that clear bouncing across the river to hear exactly who wins, but I could tell that there was a lot of fun going on over there. It was definitely a success.
Yes, that's good, because we saw a lot of fun going on over there while we were there.
Yeah. And I know the kids had a couple of good nights, didn't they?
They did. We had two free mission for the kids, and we want to thank the sponsors that helped us with that.
And I think y'all had a special because of the weather. Did you let people come in maybe?
Yes. On Tuesday night when the weather got bad, we didn't charge any gate fee.
Okay. You know, that's important to try to help people.
Everybody got in free that night.
So. Yeah, that's a good thing. We need to take a short break for our sponsors, and as soon as we get back, we'll talk some more about the fair and especially about things going on with the UT Extension Office.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Alina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I finally found my birthday and anniversary announcement page, so I'm gonna go over those right quick, and then later probably I've got all those kids coming in, and I guess I'll let them draw the name out of the basket, and so we'll make that birthday and anniversary announcement. Who wins the Salina Dairy Queen cake that's donated by the local Salina Dairy Queen? We'll figure out who's going to win that big bad boy this week. On June the 29th, happy birthday to Megan Hamilton Smith and Becky Melton and Billy Joe Mackey. On June the 30th, happy birthday to Jody Watson and Jacqueline Jolin. On July the 1st, happy birthday to Myra Haley and Bethany Key. And also, happy 14th anniversary to Tina and Landon Melton. On July the 2nd, happy birthday to Debbie Fox. And today, a big old happy birthday on July the 3rd to Lois Turner and to Jacob Caulfield. And I've actually got one belated birthday, Dale Reagan, and I'm thinking his birthday, they said, was June the 26th, but I'm not 100% sure. And also to Beth Ray Smith, and there wasn't a date left, so I'm not sure exactly what her birthday is, but happy birthday to all those people, and happy anniversary to Tina and Landon. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Tracy and to Dean.
Well, thanks for having us here today. One of the things that I wanted to come and talk about today was, and this is something that Dean can help me with, in addition to being involved with the Fair Board, she's also one of our county FCE members, and she's president of our FCE County Council here in the county. And our FCE summer party is coming up, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
And if you don't know what FCE is, it's our Family Community Education Clubs. There are four of them in Clay County. And the FCE summer party, all four of them come together, and it's a sort of a potluck. You bring a covered dish, bring your family, and I would even say, Dean, bring friends too, or anybody who wants to come and find out about FCE. It's a good way to come and network and fellowship with members of all four groups.
And we might pick up some members if you bring a friend.
Sure. Yeah. You can find out what FCE is doing, what each of the clubs are doing, find out what it's about. And really, it's only $4 a year to join FCE.
That's practically nothing.
Right, right. You know, I waste $4 a day on
absolutely
a lot of stuff. That's not a waste. $4 is a great
That's
investment
true.
For a year-long membership in a local club. Mm-hmm. So it's a real fun event. We always have, like I said, it's a covered dish meal. There's a lot of, you know, just visiting and company, you know, with each other, getting together. And we always have a speaker this year. And we're still ironing out the details of that.
Mm-hmm.
But true to Clay County tradition, our speaker is going to be about moonshine.
Well, of course. And that's going to be fitting because Moonshine Days is coming August the 28th through the 30th.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. So that's going on, and let me give you the date and time for that.
Wonderful.
We would love to invite the community to come out to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be at 6 p.m. on July 19th, and it's going to be this year at our community center.
Okay.
Now, that's down by the river. The community center that's down on the river, which we call the Clay County Complex, I think, is
a government complex.
Yes, it's
now
a government
community center.
Okay. Yes. One of the things that we also do at our summer party, that is where our FCE members, we have a lot of talented quilters in this
oh,
county,
yes.
And a lot of other talented crafters making baskets and painting and all kinds of things like that. And that is a chance for them to come and display their cultural arts.
Mm-hmm.
And those cultural arts, Dean, you can probably talk about that a little better than I can, but the winners of our cultural arts contest go on to other contests, don't they, Dean?
Yes, the winners of our county cultural arts goes, the first and second place winners goes to the region, which will be in Murfreesboro in September. And then the winners there go to the state contest, which will be in Chattanooga this year.
Okay.
It'll be in November.
In November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are some pretty prestigious events to get to attend.
It
and
is.
I
it
have
is.
No doubt whatsoever that our local talent is beyond state compatible.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah. There's beautiful work done in this county all the time.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, $4 to join FCE, if you're a crafter and you want to, you know, get some awards and enter some of those competitions, that's a small price to pay for a crafter with that kind of talent to be able to compete at that level.
Absolutely.
And that $4 also makes you a member of the region and the state.
Oh, okay. So their dues are not astronomical, too.
The $4 includes everything.
That's wonderful.
So you get to go along to regional and state events that FCE has. If you are not interested in that kind of thing, you can pay your $4 and participate with your local group, or you can participate at whatever level you want to.
Yeah. That $4, too, that's, I know we've not mentioned this, but that's for all men and women.
Right.
What about, is there an age restriction or anything?
No,
is it just adults? Okay.
Because
we've got
We have the 4-H organization for our children.
Right.
But beyond that, after you're out of high school and out of 4-H, then you're welcome to join FCE. And in the recent past, FCE has been attracting greater numbers of men because my job description, I tell people, I'm a family consumer science agent, and so that means that I deal with any issue having to do with food, family, home, health, or money.
Yes.
And some of those are important issues to men as well as women.
Absolutely.
So they will find something, everybody, I believe, will find something to interest them in FCE.
I think people are just now beginning to realize what a resource that your department has or stands for. It's not just sheep shows and doing having biscuit making contests in the school. There are so many different facets that you cover.
Right. Those things are just one portion of what we do.
Absolutely. One small portion.
And one of the great things that I think about Extension itself is it is a resource.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the capability of getting in touch with other resources, professors and experts at the University of Tennessee are at our disposal. So if there's an issue with anyone local that we can't answer, then hopefully we have the resources to find someone who can.
Exactly. And I've learned that to be true. I've had to ask y'all for different things at different times, and you always come through. So you are an excellent resource. And I have to say, you're very approachable, too. You know, some departments you go in and you're just kind of, you're not sure, but you just walk right in and you're met with a smile and, mm-hmm. and willingness, and that's a good trait to have.
It is a good trait to have.
It sure is.
That's the kind of office we all like to walk
mm-hmm.
into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not experts on everything. We might not be able to answer your question, but the
you
best we can do is try to help you. So, yeah, we do try to do that.
Yeah, and you can find it most mm-hmm. of the time.
I've not found
that you've not been able to help me before.
Right, we can at least hopefully guide you in the right direction
right.
anyway. But that's one of the most recent things coming up on our calendar is the summer party. One of the other things, too, that I wanted to mention, and it's a diabetes coalition, and Dean and I are both involved with the diabetes coalition with the focus on health in our office. And it's an FCE event, too. I consider it an FCE event. We're having Fun Day at the Park at Hermitage Springs Park
mm-hmm.
on July 26th.
Okay.
And what that event does, it gives us an opportunity to get kids active in physical activities.
Mm-hmm.
They take part in old-fashioned field games and things like
three-legged races and
yes,
all that stuff.
Wheelbarrow races and carrying
wonderful.
The egg and stuff like that. And for participating in those games, of course, I try to take some healthy snacks and have
mm-hmm.
some information about some healthy nutrition,
mm-hmm.
How to fuel your activities in a healthy
right.
way. And for participating, everybody who participates in is how many games do they have to participate in? Dean, just
A couple, yeah.
But if you participate in a couple of games, then you get to take home some school supplies.
Oh, how
so
nice.
That's some school supplies that your family doesn't have to buy.
That's right, and those are very much in demand about that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
School, I'm not even sure, when does school start back this year? Do y'all know?
I'm not sure
either.
On the exact date, but I think early August.
Early in August, that's
early,
what I'm thinking
the first day. I don't know if they register on the 1st and go on the 4th.
Oh, okay, so that is pretty early.
Yeah.
That's just right around the corner. That would be a wonderful
yeah.
opportunity for all of the, I guess, Clay County kids to
mm-hmm.
participate in.
And That's we wonderful. Had a great turnout last year.
Mm-hmm.
I counted... Hard to count.
It is.
Everybody, because all of it, especially when you're participating
when it's an
in
open
physical
area,
activity.
That's right. They're running.
But we had over, and this is counting the kids and their parents or guardians and whoever brought them to, but we had a turnout of over 50 people last year. Let's turn
it. And you know, it could be quadruple that
oh,
easily.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it, again, is just not knowing. You know, we've got so many venues to post information, but people just say, well, I didn't know about that or I didn't hear that. But it's up to all of us to
right.
stay in tune with what's going on. And we need to get the local paper and we need to listen to the radio and we need to look at the sign. And there's so many different
right.
places that you can get information.
And talk to each other and
talk to
each online.
Other. Right. I see Facebook is a really good venue of communication,
yeah.
but everybody's not on Facebook.
Right.
I'd like to say a little bit about how Fun Day in the Park got started.
Yeah.
The Hermitage Springs Park, we started this several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a real hard time getting our park built and everything. We had lots of fundraisers, and so we was forever having a fundraiser and asking the people in the community to help us out, make donations, and come to our events and spend their money. So one night at a meeting, Teresa Wright suggested that we do something to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to have that. And one reason we wait is because all the school supplies goes on sale about the middle of
oh,
July.
Yeah. Opportunity.
Yes, opportunity. And so we had that, and it was a huge success. And of course, we use our money, our pancake breakfast money and
mm-hmm.
all that, you know, to help finance this. And so then since then, Extension's got involved with us and
mm-hmm.
the hospital helps us out, some Diabetes Coalition. So we're just really glad to have all this help that we
right.
have now.
And growing.
Yes, it
too.
Is growing, yes.
It's a beautiful park over there. And again, everybody doesn't realize that it's there.
That's
and
right,
it is a huh? really nice park. And,
really
and
nice.
It's open all the time.
It's always open. And we try to keep it clean. We take the board members take turns doing restroom duty. And
mm-hmm.
so this month's my month.
Okay. Lucky you. Well, it's nice and hot. You mentioned the pancake breakfast. What time of the year is that usually, too? We'll just throw it out there so people can be thinking about
well,
it.
Well, we always have one in the spring.
In the spring.
Usually
okay.
In May. We have
okay,
one.
So it's been very recent.
Yes, uh-huh.
And we'll remember to get that on when it rolls around again.
Sometimes we have another event later in the year. Sometimes we don't. It's dependent on how our finances are.
Right.
We also have Halloween in the park, which is another thing we do for free.
How fun.
And we did that because we felt like that kept the kids off the road.
Absolutely.
Made it safer for them. And it's a huge success every year. We have trick-or-treat bags, and we have free hot dogs and marshmallows. And and we have built us a... We did just build a bonfire, but we have just recently built us a pit for the fire. We think it'll make it safer for the kids.
Yeah, it probably would. And that's nice to have a fire in the in the evening, too, to sit around. And they're just mesmerizing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to challenge you to take pictures this year and put those in both of the papers. Because that's one more way to get all the information out there. If we just get pictures and ask the papers or call them and ask them to cover the events, then it really helps to get the word out there. All right, ladies, is there anything we need to cover before we take a break?
I think that wraps
I think we've covered it. All right, thank you so much. And we need to be sure again to get information out. So give me a call when you've got something going on, and we'll get you back on here. Not a long time out of your day, not a long chunk. I know we're here and get back home, but still, it's an opportunity for us and for you to get information out there.
We appreciate being on.
Well, thank you so much. And with that being said, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be coming back with, hopefully, I've not seen them walk in yet, but I'm pretty sure they're here with information about Rock the Dock that's going on today.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
And we're back now. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner live at the historical Clay County Courthouse on the Square in Salina. I want to welcome now Mr. Nick Patterson, and he's going to be talking today with us about a big and exciting event that's planned at Mitchell Creek Marina on beautiful Del Hollow Lake. Welcome, Nick.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I'm going to ask you first just what part of the lake are you located in, and then I guess I'll let you just, if you don't care, just go right on in to talking about the festivities and giving a breakdown of the day.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. We're actually located in Clay County. The marina itself is located in Clay County. The way to get to us, though, is to go towards Livingston on the highway there. Just right before you get to Allen's, you're going to see the Mitchell Creek sign there on the left. It's the old Livingston Boat Dock Road.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time you turn off the highway, you're 4 miles, and you'll dead end into the marina.
Okay. So it's definitely not a long trip.
Oh, no,
it's a nice drive. And
with the new road here, we're about 15 minutes from town here. So.
Yeah, not bad at all.
That really helped us. That really helped us with the new road there. It
definitely, it does, and it encourages, I think, people from other areas to come too.
It does.
To
you know, that's been a great big benefit for us is being able to the better highway access.
Yes.
I think it's helped the whole county get a little more tourism from outside areas.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's an easier sale to them.
Definitely. And you've got a nice big sign up there.
Yes, ma'am, we do. And we've got plenty of decorations around it, and it's real easy to see, and it's just once the, just like I said, 4 miles from the highway there, you just keep going, and you'll dead end and
yeah.
down there.
And a good place to go today and spend your whole day on the lake
and
enjoy a whole lot of fun.
Absolutely,
and
yes, ma'am.
And probably prizes, too, I'm sure.
We do. We've got just to kind of start the festivities,
yeah.
at 9 we did start a volleyball tournament,
mm-hmm.
But then after the rest of the day, the court will be open there
okay.
if anybody just wants to come and play, and
mm-hmm.
We've got a pretty nice little area there. We redid the volleyball
Beautiful.
Court last year.
Mm-hmm.
At 10, we've got a cornhole tournament starting.
Okay.
And that'll be starting, and there is some registration, and I think a lot of the dock renters that have houseboats and stuff down there will be participating,
right.
but there'll be other ways to participate
yeah.
as well.
So anybody that wants to drive in,
yes,
you better
yeah.
get there because
yeah, you better go quick.
It's got about
yeah.
20 minutes.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. but you can still make it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's time, plenty of time.
Starting the rest of the activities, mainly are going to be starting kind of this afternoon, which, you know, Ollie from here at Ollie's
right.
place
mm-hmm.
in town does the restaurant down
yeah.
there, A Little Taste of Soul.
Believe me, I know.
yeah. But now today, the restaurant is open.
Okay.
So he's going to have his regular menu,
mm-hmm.
but also today he's going to have a barbecue special
kind
of
wow.
up on the hill there. He's
okay.
cooking some barbecue and he's going to have sandwiches and some
mm-hmm.
stuff. So kind of starting around lunch through the whole rest of the day, you'll be able
mm-hmm.
to get that or the regular menu items.
Okay.
The Fun Factory from Cookville is coming.
Okay.
And we're not exactly sure how many, but they're going to be setting up about 2 or 3 different bounce houses.
Uh-huh.
For the children.
Okay.
And that actually is the only thing that's going to cost today.
Since okay.
they're doing that, you're going to be able to get a $6 wristband.
Okay.
And that'll get you into all the different activities
mm-hmm.
From 2 to 8.
Okay.
So you'll have a whole 6 hours there for the kids to run and play and jump and wear themselves out.
Right. And that's what we really, that's what
yeah.
parents of young children look for.
Exactly. So parents can enjoy the fireworks later while the kids are sleeping. So,
yeah.
But that'll be from 2 to 8. From 2 to 7, we're going to have some door prizes. We'll just kind of have a little sign up there. At 6, we're going to have a little Yankee Doodle contest just for the most patriotic dress. That's going to be from like 0 down to 15
okay.
ages, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to have a Mr. and Miss America going on at the same time. Just,
that'll be
fun. 16 and up. So just anybody that wants to dress patriotic, we're going to, So we're not letting anybody know what the prizes are. Just,
there you go.
So we'll see how many participate. Well, there will be some good prizes.
Yeah.
And from 6 to 9, we've got a singer-songwriter from Nashville named Brandon Maddox. He's come down quite a few times the past couple of years. He'll be there with his full band tonight.
Wonderful.
Playing from 6 to 9.
Yeah, good music.
And, of course, we're going to end the night. We say 9 o'clock, but it's kind of more when it gets really good dark. Just depends and on the weather. But we're going to have a really good stunning fireworks display.
Mm-hmm.
We set them off out on the water so you can sit at the marina and see the fireworks go off. And then that we kick off the weekend, and you know you don't have to have a special day to enjoy the lake.
That's true.
But we just want to dedicate this day to some good family fun and getting everybody out. And hopefully, even if they're not off today, they can come down in the evening and enjoy some good food.
Yeah,
and fireworks.
Still a lot of time left. A lot of hours left in the day.
The meat of the day is after five. So, we just want to encourage everybody to come out, even if they do have to work, and get the weekend started off right.
Right, and you can get there by boat or by car.
Either way,
if you want to go. How many years has this been taking place?
This is the fifth annual.
Rockwell. Okay.
We call it Rock the Dock to give it a good name there, but this is the fifth annual. We've gotten just kind of bigger and better each year, and even last year with the bad weather that we had, we still had a really good year. So with the weatherman says we're going to have some beautiful weather this weekend.
And not humid.
Not too humid.
It's
wonderful out there right now.
It is. I know there are record crowds that are always sitting out there in their boats in the water. How many people do you think have just actually attend the fireworks extravaganza?
It depends, on when the third kind of falls in the week and how many people can get out. Even last year, with it being, on a Wednesday, we had somebody try to count, and they counted well over 200 boats in the cove.
Mm-hmm.
That's not including any of our boats that are there docked at the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably had somewhere around 400 people just there at the marina.
That's a great turnout.
So, we are just so blessed and humbled every time when that many people want to show up for that. But it's a wonderful thing. We have a ton of people that want a boat. You just kind of throw your anchor down and
it's just a big fun crowd having a good time.
Absolutely,
a party crowd.
Yeah, we're all there just to have a good
wholesome fun.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Get the word off.
And it's a nice little kickoff to the, it's hard to do it on July the 4th because people plan family things at their homes even.
Exactly.
So this is so much better to give everybody a better opportunity.
Exactly. And there are other things going on in the lake during the weekend, and we don't try to take away from that. And so this is a good balance in there between people being able to come out and also getting started off real well.
Right. Nick, are there any precautions that you might want to share with anybody that's planning to attend? I know the special mission in the boaters.
Well, I'll do two different things there. One, I would say for anybody that's driving, I'd get there early. That's one of our only, this is one of the times of the year where parking is a premium down there.
Right.
But we have this year done some, we just actually got finished putting in some new parking areas. So we've got a little bit better parking this year than we've had in the past, and we're going to try to have someone up there manning parking so that everyone can get out in a timely fashion if they need to. So with the cars, I'd say just try to get there as early as you can, so you get a good seat and also get a good parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
On the boats, it's kind of just general boating safety, but we do have very good PWRA officers that are always out there in the crowd making sure everyone's adhering to the boating laws and making sure they're not having too good of a time when anyone else is expecting. So the boat can always go from real fun to just dangerous in a heartbeat, but just want to make sure everybody has a good time.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really wanted to make sure and get it out, and I just thought of it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it is 2 days.
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Got to get y'all on here. Yeah, perfect timing. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nick, for coming
and taking
the time to come in here. I appreciate it, and I want to encourage people to go to Rock the Dock. Get up there and rock that dock, but don't sink it.
That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a station break here, and we'll be back with the 10 and under kids that are state tournament bound.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home.
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday at 8:30 until 4:30 and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 boys in here, and I got two parents. One's standing over there on the edge, but I might make him talk too. Before we get started, I just want to say that this bunch of boys that came in here, agreed to come in and be on the radio show this morning, they are part of the 10, or they are the 10 and under youth baseball team that is going to the state tournament. And is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
See, I keep saying it's today, but I'm wrong on that. But they're going to the state tournament tomorrow because they won second place in their division, and that buys them a play at the state tournament. What do you call yourself, boys? What's your team name?
Clay County All-Stars.
I hope y'all got that. Now, we're going to probably be a little bit chaotic, but we're going to get this done. What color uniforms are y'all going to be wearing?
Black and gold.
And a little bit of white on it. All right. See, we're being very specific. We're going to make sure we get all this out there. Is this going to be on the radio, guys? Kelly, I've got Kelly sitting here. Okay. Well, we were wondering if it might be live streamed or on the radio or something. I guess everybody's just going to have to be available by phone is all I know. And before we get started too far, I want each one of you boys to tell me your names and who you belong to. Now, some of you might tell me who your parents are or who your grandparents are, or some of you might tell me you belong to some little gal. I don't know what you're going to say. But anyway, tell us what position you play, too. So let's get started. You come up here first.
Okay.
Just bend over there and talk.
John. Is that it? Oh.
John Copeland.
Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, Outfield.
Sarah Kirk, Infield.
Get close to that mic, boys, so they can hear you.
Conspirators, first. Catcher.
Jeff Markham, Outfield.
Alec Caro, shortstop.
Keaton Arms, first base.
Colby Ball, third base.
Jeffrey Spivey, shortstop, pitcher, and catcher.
Jimmy Burchett, outfield.
Awesome. And so that's the boys. Are we missing one?
Andrew Burks.
Andrew Burks. Okay, Andrew Burks. Wanted to make sure because I was thinking there were 12 of these guys, and I just counted 11. So how many coaches are going to be going along to support this team, and who are they, Kelly?
We've got four coaches, myself, Kelly Spivey, Tippy Kerr, Stephen Arms, and Lee Bowles.
All righty. And that's a pretty good representation. Those are some well-qualified guys that are going to help you guys if you stumble or need a little bit of direction or a little bit of hollering, a little bit of encouragement. So that's a good group of guys. Now, Coach Kelly, what sanction did y'all work under when you played in regular season play this year?
We played Cal Ripken, which is a division of Babers League.
Okay. I thought I saw Cal Ripken on the sleeves of the shirts. Is that right? Okay. So when did the regular season play actually end here in Clay County?
It was the first week of June. We had to be done before the fire came in, so.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff planned out there at the recreation complex. So when you finished actually here in Clay County in the regular season league, then y'all went over to Overton County, is that right?
That's right. We chose our all-stars, and we went to Livingston and played in our district, which we played. We beat Overton County, Fentress County, and Warren County, and then we lost in a close one to Putnam County, finishing runner-up.
Dang. Yeah, I think that was just a one-point game finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, we showed a lot of heart, and the guys fought from the very end. They played their hearts out, but just came up a little short.
Doggone it, boys. You just got to push that extra push, right? What wins a game? What wins a game? Play hard. That's plenty of teamwork, absolutely. See, they're chiming in there. They're just a little bit shy, but not too bad. I think if I could get them, probably run us out of here. Where are you playing this tournament, and when is the first game scheduled?
We're playing at Edwin Warner Park in West Nashville.
Okay.
And our first game is scheduled for 7 o'clock, Friday, July 4th.
Okay. So who is it you're playing?
We play South Williamson in our first game. It's a pool play game.
Oh, what's that mean?
We get two pool plays, and then it'll be a single elimination tournament. And our seating is determined by how we finish in pool play.
All righty. And what time did you say the first game is?
7 o'clock. Friday.
7 o'clock Friday night. Okay. So I guess these guys, where are y'all going to be staying? You driving back and forth?
No.
Oh, you're getting to stay in the big city?
Yeah.
Well, now y'all have to be smart because you got to, like, work out and sleep good and be ready to play ball, right? That's what we're going for. I want to know how many of y'all have hit a big old homer. Well, I see one hand up. Who is that? Alex Kirk hit a big home run. How many of you have put one over the fence? Now, I know you have, Bryce Bailey. He just kind of eased his hand up a little bit. That's something to be proud of, guys. Who's excited to play today and who's going to win? Oh, I've got two more. Is that right? Who is this? Stick your name up here. Tell me your name. Joseph?
Keaton.
And Keaton. Well, so is that one out of the park? Home runs. All right. Now, don't be shy on me, boys. They were talking really loud when I asked them the other night if they wanted to come on here. Who's excited to play today? And I just want to know, or tomorrow, who's going to win?
Us.
And who is that?
Clay County.
Woo-hoo. Clay County's going to win. What, Coach, if people do want to kind of keep up with, at least with the play, where can they look up the schedule of the games?
It's on dnbaybruth.com,
okay.
Or you can go to Facebook and like Clay County Youth Baseball.
Oh, okay.
And they'll have it on there, too. So.
Okay, good deal. And they'll be updating that probably as y'all are playing. Okay.
Yeah.
How much have y'all been practicing? Just once or twice? Are you practicing every day? Getting ready for this? Are they driving you hard?
No.
No? So you've been practicing, like, just once this week?
No, twice.
Why? A couple times. What about three times? All right. Yeah. Okay. Are you going to practice tonight?
No.
No. Get one break before the big game. All right. I guess that's a good thing to do. What do you think is the most important thing about playing? Do you think it's like hitting the ball? Do you think the most important thing is hitting a home run or just getting a good, clean base hit?
A good, clean base hit.
Absolutely. You know, we all want that home run, don't we?
Yeah.
Because it's just, oh, my gosh, it is so sweet to run those bases and hit that home plate. But that's what wins ball games, is everybody getting a base hit, isn't it? So what are y'all going to do when you get up to bat? Awesome, awesome. Okay, guys, the best of luck to you, and I'm going to be there watching you too, so you know who's going to be hollering? I am, definitely. Okay, I need one of y'all or all of you to reach in. I need one name pulled out of that basket because you're going to pick the winner of the birthday anniversary cake. So pick a name out of there, and I'll make the announcement for the winner of the Solana Dairy Queen donated birthday cake today. Thank you for pulling that. Okay, can I hear a drum roll or something? Oh, very good. Now, okay, the winning name is who?
Jacob
Caulfield. His birthday was July the 5th, and Jacob Caulfield has won the birthday cake. So you need to call in and... it will be at the Chamber of Commerce. Come by the Chamber of Commerce to get your ticket, your certificate to pick up your cake. This is my first time announcing the birthdays and giving it away, so I'm kind of winging it. Wasn't sure how we did it. But Jacob Caulfield, you have won the cake, and I'll just bet you your mother turned your name in. So thank you, Mom. You need to be sure and thank your mom and give her a hug. And boys, one more time, who's going to win this game?
Thanks for having
us. You are so welcome, and I'm so glad y'all came. And good luck. The best of luck to you guys. And remember those birthday call-ins? That's for young people and old people, all ages. We all like to celebrate our birthdays. That means we're still living. Yeah, and we love ice cream cakes, too. And so, let's see, what's the last? I want you to be sure and listen tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. where we'll be rebroadcasting. And I know y'all are going to want to hear your boys, all you parents and grandparents out there that might have missed it today. So we'll be rebroadcasting at 6 o'clock p.m. And for now, I am signing off of the Clay County Corner.
Prescription drug abuse is a real and growing problem, and there are serious health risks that go along with this, such as breathing difficulty, dependence, hostility and paranoia, or even heart system failure or fatal seizures.
Even in small doses, depressants and painkillers affect motor skills, judgment, and the ability to learn, which increase the likelihood of injury and death. Only use your prescriptions as recommended. Don't become a statistic. This message was brought to you by the Clay County High School SAG Club and the Anti-Drug Coalition.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our communities. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.